Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. This is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. I want to thank you for joining me today. And of course, you know, the shows air on Sunday morning, but this coming Thursday is Thanksgiving. So on behalf of Way Memorial Hospital, Way Memorial Health System, we would like to extend a happy and healthy Thanksgiving to all our community members and everyone who's listening today to our HealthWorks show. So on today's show, I actually have one of our newest doctors on our Way Memorial Hospital team, and it's Dr. Anali. Good morning, Dr. Anali.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm pretty good. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, and welcome to our family here at Way Memorial. And you are a nephrologist, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes, but can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and kind of what brought you to Wayne County?
Well, I've been a nephrologist since 2015 when I finished a fellowship at Texas Tech Lubbock. And since then, I've practiced in Atlanta, Georgia, and a couple of other states, and then moved back to Atlanta from where I came here. Mm-hmm. So I had my own practice in Atlanta before coming here to work at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I heard about the job, the opportunity, and it looked great because it would be an opportunity to build a practice. Mm-hmm. And I also understand that there's shortage of nephrologists in this area, and I'm always glad to be of help. And I felt that, okay, here they truly need me. In Atlanta, there are so many nephrologists, mm-hmm. but here there is need for it. So I'm glad to be here.
And you are so right. We truly need that. Wayne County's residents of 52,000 people, but kidney disease and the need for nephrologists is real around here. So we are so happy to have you here. So for some individuals that may be listening, what is a nephrologist? Because some people may not know what that specialty is.
Yes, you're right. Nephrologist is a physician that specializes in diagnosing and treating kidney diseases. We are different from the surgical aspect, that is a urologist that takes care of the surgical aspect of kidney disease. But right now, we are, as nephrologists, typically diagnose whatever kidney problems you may be having and try to give you treatment for it. We also treat hypertension, especially when they are difficult to control.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because, many people, I wouldn't say with advanced kidney disease, because that's the individuals that you need to see. But a lot of primary care physicians treat hypertension, right? Or some maybe basic kidney disease. When you talk about a specialist like nephrology, it's advanced sometimes in some cases, correct?
That's very correct. Mm-hmm. And we are specialists. And obviously, if you're having a difficulty controlling your blood pressure with the regular medications, then we can come in because there are other medications that we can combine to help bring down the blood pressure. And for the kidney disease, there are specific, stuff that we look at in nephrology to help prevent the progression of the mm-hmm. disease, to slow it down, so you don't get dialysis at an earlier stage. If we can prolong it, that would be better.
Right, right. And, we do have that question later on the list, but we might as well talk about it now that you brought it up. Dialysis, correct?
Right.
So, we do have exciting news here at the hospital, right? And I think that was maybe hopefully somewhat your draw here too, is you look at the whole person to the point of, maybe stage one all the way to possibly dialysis, correct?
That's correct.
So can you explain what is dialysis and what is the great aspect that we have something here at now at Wayne Memorial Hospital to help our inpatient?
That's correct. So dialysis is a procedure, that we do to get rid of toxins, excess fluid, waste products from the blood using a specialized machine called the dialysis machine. And there are two forms of dialysis. There is the peritoneal dialysis, where we tend to use a catheter inserted in your abdomen to clean out the blood, because the peritoneum can serve as a membrane through which we can filter the blood and get rid of the toxins. And then we have the hemodialysis, where we basically either use a catheter or we use an AV fistula or shunt. In that situation, we're just connecting the vein to the artery, and then we can get the blood through that way, run it through the machine, clean it out, and then return the blood to the patient. And typically we do the hemodialysis 3 times a week. And most times it's about 3 to 4 hours session each time.
Right.
And you just imagine it, the kidney works 24/7. Mm-hmm. But this machine is only working 12 hours in a week to do the work of the kidney for 24/7.
Right, because kidney is one of the, or most people have two kidneys, are kind of like a filtering system for our bodies, correct?
That's correct. So they filter the blood, and they, in the process, they get out the excess fluid and the toxins that you have and the waste products. So the kidney does a lot of work in the body. Without the kidneys, basically, we will die within, you know, a short period of time.
Right. And so, you know, they have the option of dialysis when individuals' kidneys really can't do the job anymore.
That's very correct. So we do the dialysis in that situation. And the other option we have is a kidney transplant. And usually the kidney transplant is for eligible patients. Not everybody qualifies for a kidney transplant. And for dialysis, most people do qualify. Only very few patients who might want to go palliative or hospice that do not want dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, I have to stress that we know a whole lot more about dialysis. We can make the experience more pleasurable or comfortable for the individual. And I've had a 103-year-old on dialysis who plays golf and travels around the world.
Wow.
So it all depends on the individual person. I've had experience where someone was told, you need to go on hospice. And I'm like, just give me, you know, humor me, let's do this dialysis. And eventually she agreed. And we started the dialysis, and within 6 months, she was up and about, she was driving. This was someone that was bedridden for almost a year.
Wow.
So she was up, driving, and was able to shop, do stuff herself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't believe it. I was like, think 6 months back.
Oh, she must have been so thankful for you. But I'm sure that is one part of your job that is so rewarding, right?
Yes.
To help these individuals to know that there is an option out there. And that's what's so exciting about us here now at Way Memorial. We don't do outpatient dialysis, but we do have an inpatient, correct, dialysis?
That's correct.
And so you want to just talk a couple of minutes about that?
Sure. So here, we are about to start the inpatient dialysis. First, we'll be starting with the chronic patients in the rehab unit. We're not doing the inpatient proper yet, so we'll be going gradually.
Mm-hmm.
And once the nursing staff and the hospital is comfortable with the chronics, then we'll transition and go into acute inpatient dialysis.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm planning to do outpatient dialysis as well at the DaVita unit.
Okay. Right.
And in the area within 20 miles radius of Homestead to see, because when I get patients, I will follow up with them in their chronic units.
Right, which is so nice. It kind of makes that complete circle and that full care that you can provide to these patients.
That's right.
Right. And so, you know, I've kind of been very excited about the option of, you know, so if patients come into our hospital in acute or not quite yet that, but in our inpatient rehab unit for another condition, like if they broke a hip, but they need dialysis because that's their program, we can provide that now.
That's correct. We can.
Right.
And we'll look forward to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and, you know, we talked a lot about dialysis, but, you know, do you feel that some kidney issues or diseases can be prevented?
Sure, certainly. Usually most, we have what we call the CKD or chronic kidney disease risk factors, those conditions that can lead to kidney damage and accelerate the kidney damage to a point of needing dialysis or kidney transplant. One of the causes of kidney disease, the commonest, is diabetes mellitus. And with those, you know, the strong increase in the incidence and prevalence of diabetes just because of the lifestyle changes and the dietary factors that we have. And we need to watch what we eat, the calorie, and try to eat as much balanced diet as much as possible to decrease the rate of developing diabetes. Now, to be able to, if you already have diabetes, then getting good control of your sugar level, having hemoglobin A1C, which is a measure of how well controlled your diabetes is. If it's less than 7, the chances of you developing chronic kidney disease is less.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more protein you leak in the urine, which is what diabetes does to the kidney, it causes injury to the kidney where you leak protein. And that's one of the commonest ones. And so we can measure the protein leak in the urine and use that to treat, so we can give medications to slow down the process or
right.
even reverse the disease.
Mm-hmm.
At the early stages, we can reverse the disease. So especially when you are in like chronic kidney disease stage 2 or 1, where you're leaking protein, and we start medications like ACE inhibitors or ARBs, that's angiotensin receptor blockers. Those are like losartan, lisinopril, and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that. Then they can slow down or completely eliminate the leak of protein in the urine and preserve your kidney.
Right, which is so important for individuals.
Right.
What about hypertension and high yes. blood pressure? Right, that's probably like kind of almost up there, not as high as diabetes, but up there, right?
That's correct. Thank you for mentioning that. That was a very excellent point. Hypertension obviously leads to damage to the vessels, and every organ in the body is supplied by a vessel, so the kidney is not an exception. In fact, the kidney gets 25% of your blood flow. So it's only second only to the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, hypertension damaging the vessels to the kidney can cause kidney injury, kidney damage. So one of the leading causes of kidney damage is hypertension, and we call that hypertensive nephrosclerosis. And we tend to see that with the vessels
mm-hmm.
getting stiffened up and not being as compliant as they should be, and the blood flow reduces.
So, you know, so obviously, you know, I, as a healthcare professional, you know, I used to see clinical patients, but, you know, from what I'm hearing from you is, well, first of all, thank you, because you're here to help individuals with kidney, advanced kidney, or even that individuals are having trouble with their kidneys. You can see them for that, right?
Right.
But also the ways that people can keep themselves healthy to protect their kidneys, which
right.
is so important.
Right.
So you recommend individuals, right, getting their blood pressure checked.
That's correct. Making sure they check their finger stick glucose or having their sugar checked from time to time, because sometimes you may never know you have diabetes.
Right.
Until you're discovered to have it because your sugar is out of control. And also to make sure you avoid too much pain pills, like especially the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. A lot of people, they have arthritis, they have some pain or the other, they, you know, take Advil, Aleve, or any of those NSAIDs, and a few weeks or months later, the kidneys all shut down.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to watch it when we take those medications. And if you must take them, make sure you stay well hydrated, you drink enough fluid, because when you are dehydrated, you are at more risk of developing NSAID-induced nephropathy, which is kidney injury due to NSAID consumption.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because
right.
I think, you know, especially as we get older, we get aches and pains.
Right.
And, you know, popping a cup of Advils, ibuprofen,
right.
You know, again, if you do it a lot,
yes.
they can affect your kidneys.
Correct. And also, if you don't stay well hydrated,
mm-hmm.
you can develop kidney stones that can damage your kidney. So you have to make sure you drink at least 2 to 3 liters a day. We want you to stay well hydrated. If you're under a sunny, hot climate, you drink a little more
mm-hmm.
because you lose more fluid in those, you know, conditions. And also make sure that you stay away from anything that, you know, when you take any medication, make sure you read the leaflet. If it says nephrotoxic, then you want to stay away if you already have chronic kidney disease to begin with.
Right. And so, like, someone could come to your office and you could look at their medications and help them with that, especially if they have even stage one or two kidney disease, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So, well, Dr. Anali, thank you so much. Unfortunately, you know, 15 minutes does go fast and we're out of time.
It's my pleasure to be here, and I'd like to serve the community. Thank you so much.
Yes, again. So this is Carol Kinnear, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. If you would like to make an appointment, you know, with Dr. Anali, who is our new nephrologist, you can give them a call at 570-253-8601. Again, this is Carol Kinnear. Thank you for joining me, and have a great day.